This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
With Election Day fast approaching, the presidential candidates are going at it. Donald Trump slamming Vice President Harris last night at a rally in Atlanta.
Kamala's migrant invasion, and that's what it is also devastating our great African-American community, stealing American jobs, crushing wages, undercutting the voting power of our own citizens, and bringing drugs, crime, and death to our country.
But she's working to energize voters, especially black male voters. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Vice President Kamala Harris said she would decriminalize marijuana and acknowledge racial disparities for black people. That was during an hour-long radio town hall moderated by Charlemagne the God, host of the Breakfast Club show. Arrests related to marijuana, she said, disproportionately hurt black men.
And my pledge is, as president, I will work on decriminalizing it because I know exactly how those laws have been used to disproportionately impact certain populations and specifically black men.
She also acknowledged how there's racial disparities in things like home ownership, health care, economic prosperity, and even voting for black people. Harris told Charlemagne that despite the persistence of racial bias, no one has a path to sit out on the election. I'm Haya Penjwani.
In hurricane-battered western North Carolina, some school districts are warning that students will miss up to a month of school. Virtual learning helped during COVID, but that isn't helping now because internet and cell phone service is spotty since the storm hit in late September. Today, Ukraine's President Zelensky is unveiling a plan for victory in the war against Russia. Many see it as Ukraine's last resort to strengthen its hand in any future ceasefire negotiations with Russia. Israeli strikes have killed at least 15 people in the southern Lebanese town of Qana. Gas is $3.20 a gallon this morning. Prices are holding steady. This is AP News. Some military service members booted out of the service are now getting honorable discharges, the latest effort to undo past discrimination against LGBTQ service members. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon says more than 800 military personnel have seen their service records upgraded to honorable discharges after previously being kicked out of the military under its former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. It's about 13,500 service members in total were affected. Many of those personnel either did not serve long enough to qualify for benefits, some already had their discharges upgraded through other means, or did not qualify for an upgrade due to other violations. The Pentagon now says that about 96% of the over 13,000 personnel affected by the policy now have received an honorable discharge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.